Welcome to the Fanboy Factor podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, mate?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Recover from last week's controversy?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think by the end of the show, you're okay. I don't want to speak for anything, but tonal-wise, you seem like
it. It still bugs me.
Yeah.
It's just like, the nerd rage is just, you posted something about nerd rage, earlier this week about, someone wrote a review about Jurassic World, and then he ended up getting, you tell it, because I...
Well, one of the sites I write for, popmythology.com,
yeah.
The guy, one of the other writers there, Jess Kroll, wrote just a review of Jurassic World.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you read it or not, but it wasn't a horrible review. Like, it wasn't this bashing of Jurassic World. I mean, what he concluded was that it wasn't necessary. It wasn't a necessary movie.
Yeah.
And I think we all have come to realize that most of these movies today aren't necessary. And again, he didn't bash the movie per se. He just...
Right.
And toward the end, actually, he was quite complimentary. But holy shit, did that guy take some shit from people. So much so that, like you said, I couldn't believe it. So I posted it in our group just to see what everyone else would say. And the weird thing is, you cannot disagree with somebody anymore without this whole, I don't know, like, somebody said he bashed the movie, I found him on Facebook, let's get him. And it wasn't like first of all, it wasn't like some kid. It was like an adult, maybe somebody older than us. I couldn't tell just by the looks of the picture.
I mean, this guy, the review was very well written. It was other than the fact, he could have, as I've mentioned before, studied film, and he really could have got into, if he really wanted to, into the cinematography and all that other, happy, fun stuff about, he really could have done a real true film analyzation on this, but, he wrote a very good, well-written review.
Right.
It wasn't a favorable review. I'm not going to say it was a negative review, but it wasn't a favorable review, and it wasn't friggin' bashing it.
No, it was an honest, it was not a horrible thing to read.
No.
It wasn't like something where you would get sent up if you read it. It boggles my mind.
It's like, Jesus, it's just like, God forbid you disagree with people, and you don't follow the norm on something, and everybody thinks you're an idiot.
Yeah. And the thing is, the guy's not an idiot. He's very smart. And like you said, the review that he wrote
was very well written.
Worded. There's so much shit out on the internet. And it just, okay, you don't agree with it. I didn't see the movie. I don't have anything vested in this movie. I don't care.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I mean, my comment was when you posted this, it's like, I was never a fan of the first film.
Yeah.
I never liked Jurassic Park to begin with.
Shit.
it's just like, I watch it, I'm just like, okay, if it didn't work the first time, why would you keep trying it?
Four more times.
I do like what one of your friends said. He goes, well, they are bringing back Crystal Pepsi, and I'm like, damn, he's got me there. I forgot, business. If they think it can make money, they'll beat it into the ground. But
and the amount of money this movie made, no matter how much it drops off this week, there's going to be another one.
But again, that's another thing that just annoys the crap out of me is just, all right, it made X amount of money. I'm so tired of hearing about the box office. I want to know the number of tickets.
You know what, man? I feel the same way. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. But it's like a goddamn horse race.
Yeah.
Monday morning, it's like, this movie made X amount of dollars, and this, who gives a shit?
The inflation goes up all the damn time, I want to know how many asses were in the seats. That's what I want to know.
And
That's how I determine success from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is the number of asses in a seat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like...
Adjusted, too, because, you know, a movie can be in... One movie can be in 5,000 theaters, and another movie can be in, you know, 1,000 theaters.
Mm-hmm.
What's, you know, what... Automatically, the one that's in 5,000 theaters is going to be more successful. Just by sheer number.
And the only reason why, you know, I'm starting to think that the only reason why it had a better opening weekend than, you know, since it defeated Avengers 2, this movie opened worldwide at the same time.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't realize that.
Avengers didn't. Avengers opened up everywhere, and for some reason the U.S. was last.
Yeah.
Which didn't make any sense, but, you know, hey, I'm not marketing films.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. And that was a big to-do today about Kevin Feige. Did you see that picture they put out?
Oh, God, I didn't give a fuck.
Who cares, man? If it's a good movie, it's a good movie. I don't know. Maybe it's just the kind of person I am.
For me, I look at this and I'm like, you know what? Neither one of these films is going to win an award for Best Picture.
You know what? Maybe if I had some vested stake in one of those movies, that I would care that it made $600 billion. But I'm just a dude who's shelling out a couple bucks to see the picture.
And I'm a dude who's just like, I'm, you know, I'm all for the indie spirit. So I'm just like, okay, who gives a fuck? Meanwhile, you're seeing this shit when we got all these other really good films made for lower budgets. Yeah. It's, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, money makes the world go round.
Well, speaking of money and movies, have you been following any of the Tomorrowland kind of, I don't know what to call it, debacle?
Yeah.
How it's, you know, it didn't do well. I didn't see it. I'm curious about it, but I'm curious if it's as bad, quote unquote, bad as the box office is saying it is.
Look at those trailers and tell me what the film is about.
I have no idea, and I think we talked about this recently.
Yeah, that's the problem. We don't know what this – Disney's marketing dropped the ball on this.
Yeah.
They really did. It's just like, what the frig is this film about?
And it's a Brad Bird movie, so I can't imagine it. It's a Brad Bird movie.
Yeah.
It's got that – what's his name? Dwight Eisenhower. I don't know what that's the problem. George Clooney's in it. How bad of a movie could it be?
It's got Hugh Laurie from who played House. It's got Clooney. I mean,
you know they sank money into it.
They sank a lot of money into it.
So like, I just have a feeling that it's not nearly as bad as, again, this box office is reflecting.
No, I don't think it led up to the expectation, but again, it's just like, I just feel like, you know, people are just like, okay, it's a Disney film called Tomorrowland, and this is Tomorrowland to Ride. Why am I going to shell out all my cash?
Well, what's the difference between that and seeing a rehash of Jurassic Park?
We know what Jurassic Park is.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying, but...
I mean, we know. It's big dinosaurs.
Yeah, you got a point. I guess...
You can't compare an original story to a sequel, man.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why we're just going to get sequels from now until the end of time. Until they run out of sequels, but then they'll just freaking reboot. I don't know. Whatever.
It's just ridiculous. It really is.
So, switching gears a little bit, San Diego Comic-Con's coming up.
Yeah, really fast.
Yeah, a couple weeks away. And I saw something interesting. I think you sent it to me. That DeviantArt is pulling out. DeviantArt is one of the biggest web or art websites out there.
Yeah.
Has been sponsoring Artist Alley at San Diego for a couple of years now, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And they're pulling out this year. And not only are they pulling out, but it was like this week they announced it 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
Do you know what the story is with that?
I mean...
Is it just one of those things where it's just getting too big?
I don't know. Their official statement is DeviantArt is having an unusual active year launching our new mobile app on Apple and Android platforms. introducing branding, blah, 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 blah. It's, there are things, it's, they're trying to be true to the artist.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has more to do with how much money it is to set that shit up.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that part of it.
That's what, you know, those areas aren't cheap.
No. I can't imagine it being. And here I was thinking they were just trying to be true to their indie spirit.
That's the funny thing, true to their indie spirit, and, you know, how many of those artists are using copyrighted materials and getting paid for it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's always been the line of art, though, but, you know, it's just, you know, they're using copyrighted materials. But I don't know. It's weird to pull out this
soon, right?
Yeah. Like
6 months ago, you know, maybe they realized, hey, you know, this is just too much money. It's getting too weird. Then pull out. But 3 weeks before is weird. But you know what? I always look for the, not the controversy, the conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories. But my feeling is there's always that little bit of truth in these things.
It's just, the problem is with, you know, San Diego, other than, you know, space issues and trying to move around. I mean, from an organizational standpoint,
yeah.
You really don't hear a lot of negative things like you do with, like people complaining about like Reed Pop and New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
You really don't hear a lot of complaints per se about San Diego. I mean, yeah, you have the occasional, you know, it's a media circus and blah, blah, blah. It's not about the comics. But
do you think because they've been doing it for so long that they kind of have it down at this point?
I think that is it. And it's also these, you know, I think the difference is Reed Pop is, you know, Reed Expeditions, you know, they mainly do shows like this.
Yeah.
All types of different conventions and stuff.
Okay.
San Diego Comic-Con, the name of the company is called Comic-Con.
Right.
I mean, they are dedicated to, you know, they are us.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, if they were truly us, you know, well, then again, they want money too, so.
But Reed Pop hasn't been doing New York Comic Con for that long, like 10 years?
10 years now, yeah.
Yeah.
And they still haven't got it fucking right.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, you know, I just posted what the map is for San Diego, and Jesus!
I know, that is huge. I don't know how you do it in 4 days.
Well,
5 days with the preview.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of these things that go back and forth, just like, yeah, I'd really like to go, but on the other hand, it's just like, do I really want to sit through all this? And
it's like 7 different locations.
Ah, God. And, you know, now all the exclusives that are going to be out there, it's just like, you end up waiting in line for, like, hours. And, you know, just to get your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you end up missing out on things, and I got better things to do.
Well, it sounds like some of the companies are getting a little bit better with how they're selling those goodies. Like you said last week, some of them are, you know, you buy them ahead of time.
Right.
Hasbro, they put their stuff up. If you don't go to the show, you have a slight chance of getting it off their website.
Mattel's worse.
But you know what? I love it. They give you that chance, but you got, unless you're constantly refreshing, you don't have a chance.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they don't tell you ahead of time when it's coming. It's just like this is Hasbro I'm talking about, not Mattel.
Yeah.
At least in the past, you got to keep going to their site and like every day, every couple hours or hope somebody's there and you're at your computer and somebody says it's available now.
Yeah. It's go time.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, at least Mattel has always posted, you know, it's like, hey, on the 15th.
Right.
We're going to be selling it at noon.
Masters of the Universe shit.
Yeah.
But they do, Hasbro's got some interesting stuff. They've got that, I just remember we had to talk about this. They've got that. Did we talk about it last week? The 5-pack Doctor Strange.
We talked about the Doctor Strange, but what was just released today?
Yes.
Was that Ant-Man couple Ant-Man things.
Yeah, it was another, one of them was another 5-pack, which, if it wasn't $200, I don't think it's fully $200, I think it's $100. I probably would be down with getting it, because there's a 12-inch giant man in there.
Yeah.
There's a regular size Ant-Man. It's like, it's Hank Pym, it's Scott, and then it's all different variations of Ant-Man. I probably would get it if it wasn't. I think it is like $129.
Which is insane.
Insane. And then, like you said, then you got to stand in line to get it. And then the other one they announced, and I thought this was kind of cool. It's a miniature Ant-Man figure in a matchbox. A literal matchbox.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $10. What are you going to do with it? Nothing. But I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, and some people are bitching and moaning about that, but I've known people who've bought other things.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, look, in the end, it's all shitty shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of all of the exclusives, if you're not going, that was probably the cheapest and the one you're probably going to get. Easily.
People are complaining about a $10 price point on that. I'm like, Jesus, what do you want?
What do you want? Well, hey, listen, to complain about that $10 price point, how about that Lego set? Did you see that Lego set?
No.
That Lego's got this. I'm really surprised Lego does this shit.
What?
For San Diego, they've got a Ultron throne room set. It's 203 pieces. It's Ultron, 3 Ultron Sentries. It's $39.99.
Holy shit.
203 pieces. And there, you have to be there. I mean, people are saying that you got to know somebody to get it. Of all the companies to do it, and this isn't the first time Lego's done this.
No.
I mean, they've put out, you've told me there's, they're not mythical, but I call them mythical stories of how, you know, people got a hold of those minifigures and are selling them on eBay for $900.
Like myself.
I didn't want to write you out, brother. But, I mean, everybody's heard a story. It just surprises me that Lego does that. Of all the companies, I mean, even Hasbro gives people a chance outside that aren't going to San Diego to get a hold of their product.
I know.
So, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I mean, I think the company that's really annoying me for some reason is Entertainment Earth.
Why is that?
A lot of their stuff is just really goofy shit. But they're doing some Saturday Night Live stuff.
Yes.
But it's all from from the 90s on. It's just like, they're doing a weekend update desk, but they're having Amy Poehler and whoever the...
Tina Fey.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Chevy Chase. Can we go? Yeah. And then they're doing the ambiguous gay duo as yes. a bobblehead. I'm just like, I would rather have the Blues Brothers.
What? It's a weird property.
It's just like, can we go? It's like, they really are not touching anything with the first cast.
Yeah. Maybe they're not allowed. Maybe they're not giving their licenses over.
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know. I find it a little disappointing.
Look how long it took NECA to get Sigourney Weaver.
I know.
For her likeness. I haven't seen anything, any exclusives from them, have you?
Not yet. I think they're holding it. I'm hearing stuff about, I thought I heard something about, they're still milking the Pacific Rim stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's... I thought it was an okay movie. I didn't think it was that great as everybody makes it.
It was all right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Funko is doing a ton of.
Oh, my God. Every day is.
Every day is something else. But people still love them, man. They still love those pops. I just saw, I don't know if it's San Diego.
But everybody's. Like
Snoopy and Peanuts ones coming out.
Everybody is selling them, and then you go to the cons, and all the vendors are trying to get rid of them.
Yeah. It's weird, because like I said, if you go online, people are really, they're still jazzed about them, but I guess maybe they're the minority at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like you said, it's just like, you know, they've oversaturated us.
Saturated? It's got got to be at the saturation point. If we haven't already jumped over that saturation point line, we got to be on it.
It's that and the reaction figures. It's just like...
Oh, definitely the reaction ones. But they're really... I don't know. They must sell because they're really pushing.
I just don't get it. I really don't. I mean, nothing really does it, you know, nothing really screams it for me.
Yeah.
Except they're 6-inch figures, but I'm hearing a lot of complaints in joint movement about those.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a shame because they're Magic Line, if I knew and I cared enough. Really sharp figures.
Well, they got the Firefly / Serenity, which really looks nice. Mm-hmm. And then the one I really want to get is they're coming out with a Rocketeer.
Oh, are they really 6-inch?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I really want it. But, you know,
when's that coming out?
I gotta look. I think fall, if I'm not mistaken. That's another thing. It's just like they post all this stuff, and then you gotta wait like months and months.
My God, isn't it crazy?
It's like, ah!
DC Collectibles just released their January solids. It's 6 months away, but it'll be here before you know it.
And they got those stupid God, you know, Justice League gods. Did you watch those shorts?
Nope, not yet.
You are not missing anything.
Oh, my God. You know what I meant to ask you? Now that it's wrapped up, did you hear anything more or get any dirt on Licensing Expo?
No, not really.
No?
Nah.
All I saw was a whole bunch of Batman vs. Superman crap. I mean, there's a bunch of good pictures about the Batmobile and of their costumes.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really hear or see anything other than that.
You're not going to hear any commitments until the product's actually done.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is right now they're trying to sell likeness to manufacturers. So that's the thing. I mean, the Licensing Expo is interesting, but at the same time, I mean, like, you barely heard anything about Marvel. You just kind of heard you just heard about, you know, Cap Civil War stuff.
Yeah.
And even that was kind of vague.
Yeah, a new logo. I don't really didn't see much of a difference, but I didn't see a side-by-side.
Yeah, all I could tell is it looked like it was just on a white background opposed to a black background.
Yep, somebody made a big deal about it. But again, anything on the internet's a big deal.
I know.
If you yell loud enough.
God, yeah, Marvel's my favorite company. I'm not too sure if you caught this lovely little piece of news.
What's that?
I'm not a fan of Jeb Loeb.
Yes, you are not.
I mean, but I did like what he did. You know, some of his writing was good until he went off the fucking deep end, like a lot of people do.
I like his stuff, especially when he was with DC, and he wrote that Superman-Batman line. He did a bunch of those first issues, I like those.
I wasn't a fan of those, but I did like his collaborations with Tim Sale. I mean, Long Halloween and Dark Victory, and those were great. Mm-hmm. And then he went over to Marvel and did these, they called them the Color Series.
Yes.
Where it was like Daredevil Yellow, which talked about Daredevil in his first year as a crime fighter. Spider-Man Blue, which took place right after the death of Gwen Stacy. Mm-hmm. Hulk Gray. And then there was one that came out in 2008 called Captain America White.
Okay.
And then they published issue zero.
Okay.
Never went anywhere.
And so they just published one issue.
A zero issue.
Okay.
And now they're finally getting into it. It's going to be coming out in September.
Really?
And it's just, the press release is just like, you know, somebody's spanking. But, you know, no one has said why the shit was late, which always pisses me off.
Late? That is like, that's years.
I know. But, again, more nerd rage, because people are just like, oh, you know, it all has to do, you know, they're calling it white because they, you know, Sam Wilson's, you know, Captain America now. So they want to get, I'm like, idiots.
Oh, my God.
I actually did school a lot of people. I'm like, this was named back, this was a miniseries that never got published back in 2008, part of the Marvel Color Series. But people were looking for an excuse to get all racially bent out of shape about.
Nerd rage.
Nerd rage. That, you know, that they jump on about. And, you know, it's... But this mini is finally coming out, and, you know, I do admit I did like those collaborations. I don't know what the fuck took so long. I can't.
Did you read Zero?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, was it good?
Yeah.
Huh. So you don't know why it was all stopped?
This is what pisses me off. We hear about all this shit, but they never tell you, you know, the shit's pissed, why the shit's late. Speaking of race, I mean, it's had another fucking race war with Marvel properties this week.
What's that?
Oh, it's...
You did personally?
Yes!
Okay, good.
Casting Chiwetel Ejiofor, I'm murdering his name.
Glad you said it, not me.
Yeah, I'm murdering his name. Excellent actor. And, you know, he was in 12 Years a Slave. He's been in a bunch of other things. He's just an incredible actor. He really is. And he's cast as villain Baron Mordo.
Okay.
I posted on one of these fan pages about it. And some idiot posts, oh, great, we got a black guy playing, you know, Mordo, and a chick playing Ancient One.
Are you serious?
I lost and told him, and, you know, I usually don't swear, but I just said, shut the fuck up.
Are you serious?
And then just started an entire war, and then I got a friend who's very into his black culture who jumped in, and just, like, it really got ugly. It really did, and they ended up...
Oh, my God.
And this guy's saying, I'm not racist. I just like it true to the comics. I'm like, no. If you start off, if your first statement is, oh, great, a black man playing...
You're racist. Oh, my God.
Dance around the dance anyway. Oh, I just want it true to the comics. No, you're a racist ass. Just stop fucking dancing around it. You know, personally, I think this... I mean... He's an incredible actor.
Actually, looking at it, he definitely could pull it off.
Oh, he can definitely, you know, just give him, you know, that same mustache.
Yeah. And he kind of looks like he's got that facial structure, to be honest.
Did you see Serenity, the film?
No, I didn't.
No, he plays the main villain.
Yeah.
And he's, like, awesome in that. And if he plays Mordo like that.
Yeah.
Nail it. It was just, like, controlled, you know, he's just controlling, and it's just a very calm, you know, one of these guys is just like, you don't want to turn your back on because you know you're going to get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
It's just like the way he played the villain in that film, if he plays Mordo like that, it would just be so awesome. I mean, I think this is a wonderful casting choice. Yeah. But of course, then you got the idiots. Oh, what if we get Black Panther, a white guy, or Luke Cage? Oh, I'm like, I'm so tired of hearing that as a counter-fucking-argument.
It's not a counter-argument.
It's not a counter-argument. Who gives a fuck?
What do you think about this movie so far? I don't... You know, I say this all the time, but I kind of felt the same way about Ant-Man. It's not really... I'm not feeling this movie yet.
Magic is always difficult to pull off.
Yeah. I mean, we have not seen anything besides the casting. No pictures. It could just be me. It probably is just me. I just don't feel this movie. But then, like I said the same thing about Ant-Man. Probably said the same thing about Guardians of the Galaxy.
But magic has always been one of these hard things to pull off, even in film and stuff. So it's just going to be how they do it without it looking campy and stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting trick to see. I mean, the closest thing we saw about magic was probably Thor.
Yeah, and that wasn't real magic-y either. But it was. It did have. It almost twinged on campy, didn't it?
Parts of it.
Yeah.
Not as bad as Thor 2, but.
Yeah.
But it's going to, you know, God, I'm just so tired of this argument. It's just like, this is a matter of the best person playing the lead.
Right. Absolutely. Agreed.
And this is what it is. I mean, fuck, this guy, you know, Chiwetel could play Doctor Strange for all I fucking care, because I think he's that great of a fucking actor. I would be happy with him playing Doctor Strange, too. I would have no fucking problem with that. I think that the man is such that incredible of a fucking actor. Yeah. But this is just so tired of the rage. I really am.
Yeah. Well, here, let's talk about this little bit. This was pretty funny. We both sent this article to each other.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Same time today.
Oh, so, now I get my nerd rage on.
Yeah, now we're good. Speaking of nerd rage, I don't laugh at this, but Brian, there was an article that came out today that if Crisis, quote unquote, Crisis 2 happened, they were going to kill Nightwing. Or they were going to, what was the word they used? They were going to kill him, right?
They were going to kill him.
Yeah, and Brian always says that Dan Didio's got this thing about getting rid of Nightwing. And not that I don't believe him, because I do. I don't. I find it amusing, but it is the fucking truth. I mean, they stripped him of the Nightwing. They stripped Dick Grayson of the Nightwing character, which, in essence, is killing the character, but they were really going to kill him.
But that's not the first time. I mean, look at the thing. Dio wanted to kill him off in Infinite Crisis.
Yes.
Got shot down for that. Then he tried, you know, then this thing about possibly a Crisis 2. That didn't happen.
Back in 2004.
And then Dick gave up the identity, and Todd was around for a couple issues in the Nightwing mag.
Yeah.
And then Bruce died.
Yes.
And then there was that entire void of no Nightwing, if you notice.
Yeah.
It should have been, everybody should have moved up a rank.
Yes.
But instead, Tim ends up becoming Red Robin instead of Nightwing, which is such bullshit. And then, you know, the idea won there. Then the New 52 happens, Nightwing comes back, and then we get, after that lovely shirtless battle between the Homo.
Oh my god, that was terrible! What was that?
God, and then now we got, you know, Grayson, and again, nobody takes up the mantle, Nightwing. And
so there's a quasi-Bluebird.
The quasi-Bluebird, and when, you know, when Grayson was Batman, you had the, it reverted back to the Superman family, the name Nightwing. Yeah. What is this fucking problem with him and Grayson?
I don't know, man. Wouldn't you love to ask him?
Oh, God.
He's definitely got it in for this. I don't know if it's the character, or I don't know if it's Nightwing, the character, or it's Dick Grayson, but he really does, man. He's got it. He's got a hard on for killing this guy.
Yeah.
Or the character, however you want to say it. I mean, they are two different. If you think about it, Nightwing is a character. I mean, they're both characters.
Right.
But it seems like he's got more of a problem with Nightwing than he does with Dick Grayson.
And before the New 52 ended, you know, Nightwing was the perfect blend. He was in the middle of the light and the dark.
Yes.
And he was the most trusted hero in the DC universe.
Yeah.
People didn't trust Superman because, you know, it was too godlike and stuff. People didn't trust Batman because, well, Batman's an asshole. Yeah. I mean, I love Batman, but let's face it, the man's an arrogant dick. But he has to be. He has to be. But here you have Dick Grayson somewhere in the middle of the two of them. Not Wonder Woman. Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
And he was the most trusted, you know, there was an issue of Brave and the Bold where he had to convince all the superheroes of Earth to leave Earth for a fake emergency mission because there were ghosts who acted like dead men who would possess every superhero and take them over and destroy the Earth. So
convince
everybody believed Nightwing, so they left Earth on this so-called crisis so Nightwing could go deal with the problem. I mean, this is the commanding power of this man.
I don't know. I always liked him. I always liked when he would team up with Superman, because like you just said, you always seen him with Batman, and every once in a while he would, you know, Superman would cross over or however you want to say it. But I always dug their interaction.
I always dug, and you know, the interaction between between Nightwing and Batman was kind of there was on Nightwing's part, it would either go to one extreme or another, which made sense. He would either revert to the goofy, wisecracking Robin, or he would start to resent Bruce. It makes sense. You know, this is what happens when you're with family. You know, this is what happens when you're with family. This is, you know, the things. Yeah. But, yeah, the interaction between, you know, him and Superman all the time, it was, you know, great interaction and stuff. I mean, the fact that, you know, Superman even fucking defaulted to him?
Yeah. The one thing is, I really thought it was funny that we both said some of the articles. And I wonder if in all these meetings, Didio goes, I have a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's kill Grayson. And everybody else is like, Are you kidding me?
Again?
Seriously. I'd love to talk to him and ask him what the deal is.
It's like, let it go.
This is funny, man. He really does. He's got a bug in his craw about him.
I just don't get it. It's like, it's because it's like...
Why still a great character?
He's such beloved and stuff. It's
yeah.
Just, yeah, let's kill a great character and then shove Blue Beetle down everyone's throat. Yeah, great call.
Wolverine's still dead. How about that?
No, there's amazing. It looks like the Gambit film got a director.
Oh, they finally picked one?
I think so, yeah.
And Tatum's still playing that character, right?
Yeah, Magic Mike's coming out. The Magic Mike Extra Large is coming out. And I'm just like, there's been barely any advertisement for that. But anyhow,
it's got built-in advertising, I think.
Yeah, it's got Rupert Watt, who just recently directed Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It was a pretty good film.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I thought that was a good film.
Yeah, not bad.
It's funny because I read the article in Bleeding Cool, and that's how they edited it, the article. So we can expect not buying many toys or t-shirts or posters of that character from Marvel Comics for some time.
Hey, we haven't talked to Ant-Man in a while.
No.
It's coming out about a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they released a new trailer. And they're getting better with their trailers, or maybe it's going to be a good movie, because I think you sent it to me. I think you told me I wasn't going to watch it. You're like, watch it. It was pretty good.
It looks funny.
Yeah.
It's.
I just wonder where it is. That's what seems to be the problem with the movies, where it is on the funny meter. Is it, funny? Is it supposed to be funny, or is it just supposed to be like a serious movie with some moments of funny? It doesn't seem like they can decide what it is.
I know.
You know?
I'm willing to put money on the fact that the big battle ends up with Scott realizing he can grow and then just stepping on the guy.
Oh, way to ruin the movie.
I just still love that scene. The whole dramatic thing of the train about to run them over.
Yeah.
And then it pans back and you see this little Thomas train just go boom.
You know what? I hope that's not the pivotal moment, but I hope that's not one of the high moments of the movie.
I swear,
it definitely feels like it is.
They use parts of Wright's script, and I swear to God, that is so Wright's humor.
Yeah,
right there. That is Edgar Wright's humor, right there.
Well, you know what? What's his face said? Josh said it was one of the best scripts he read. I don't know.
It's gonna be interesting to see. I can't wait to see it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm starting to see a lot more, online things for the Fantastic Four, too.
Yeah.
And I'm getting curious.
I'm curious. I'll go see it.
It looks a lot better than I think people realize. But, you know, as they say, and I really hate saying this, haters gonna hate. I'm not too sure if you caught this little news thing, something a lot of people have been waiting for a long time.
Okay.
Neil Gaiman's American God has been picked up by Starz as a series.
No kidding.
Yeah.
The guy's all over the place.
That's a good series. That's a book a lot of people are well loved.
Yeah.
And nothing's been cast yet, so what they do is they've asked people to do a hashtag, who should be Shadow or something like that.
Okay.
And Shadow is the main character.
Okay.
So they're asking the fans to tell them who they want to see, who should be Shadow. So that's kind of interesting way of approaching
it. That's cool.
If they follow through, it'd be even cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that they are or not. Yeah, here it goes. It's hashtag casting Shadow.
How about that?
And I think that's kind of cool.
It's clever.
You know, I it's going to be cool to see if they, I hope they do follow through with that.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some things that, obviously people throw out some names that have no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
But
who did you say Stars has it?
Stars, yeah.
Interesting.
And it's not, you know, it's not a comic book per se, but it's just like, it's one of these novels. It's just like, it's pretty much just like all the gods from Earth, you know, from long ago are pretty much trapped on Earth.
Yeah.
And Shadow, this main guy, Shadow, has to kind of go around, try and find them all. And it's, yeah, I'm really simplifying it. It's been a long time since I've read it.
Yeah.
So it's, but it's. I'm looking forward to this.
That's interesting. Are they? Is it going to be a show or is it a miniseries? Have they said
series?
Huh.
Yeah.
Very cool. Good for him.
Yeah, it was written in 2001 and it's been translated into over 30 languages.
Wow.
And it's just received like numerous like awards and stuff.
Yeah.
Including a Hugo, a Nebula, and a Bram Stoker Award for Best Novel.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
See what the big deal is. I got a couple of those on my shelf.
Yeah. You got them all stored away in a drawer.
Yeah, somewhere. What else? What else you got? Anything anything else that's got your interest this week?
Well, we got this news about the Crow.
Oh, he's that guy's leaving, right?
Yeah, Jack Hudson dropped out of the Crow.
Like another one, like 3 weeks before the movie was supposed to start filming, right?
Yeah.
Did he say why?
No, it's
it's one of those queer things.
Translation, money.
Is that what you think? What's the conspiracy?
I think it's money.
It's just cash. To drop out of a movie like that? Wow.
I mean, they're, one of the actors they're eyeing is Nicholas Holt, who plays the Beast.
Yeah, okay.
In First Class and Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, I mean, Obar, you know, Obar's been standing by this project, this remake.
Yeah.
You know...
Is it necessary?
I don't think it's necessary. I think... The first Crow is perfection.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember it being a really good movie.
Yeah, I rewatched it again, and, you know, it's the digital effects, because unfortunately star Brandon Lee was, you know, tragically killed on set.
Yeah.
And they had a body double and had to superimpose his face, and this is, like, way before, like, the technology we got now.
Yeah.
And for the time, they did a pretty good job and stuff, and... You know, it does deviate from the book, but it's still a solid action, you know, drama film, love story too, you know, it's still a solid film. I think it still holds up today.
Yeah, I keep saying it's just on my list to rewatch again.
I think it's streaming on Netflix, so I currently watched it again. I also own a copy. I just love it. Unfortunately, that also started the entire lighter phase, the lighter fluid phase, you know, that every movie did for a while. It was like, oh, God, does everybody need to do their things in flame now?
Yes, of course. Once it starts off, somebody else has got to copy it.
Oh, God. You know what's really weird?
What's that?
News about the Netflix TV shows have kind of dried up.
What do you mean? How so?
Really not. It's just like, it's been a couple weeks and we really haven't heard, you know, we heard about The Punisher for season two of Daredevil, but what about nothing about casting for Iron Fist still?
Yeah.
And nothing about the Luke Cage thing and what's going on with,
Do you remember that? There was that part where, that time, it was while they were filming, I think it was while they were filming Daredevil, where we didn't hear anything. Remember that? It was not much information, and I think maybe that's where we're at because they're filming Jessica Jones.
Right.
You know, and maybe they're just holding cards really close at this point.
What's interesting, and I think the one that's really interesting is just like what's completely dried up is Suicide Squad.
I know. Maybe they picked up on us talking about it. You know, maybe they finally got the hint to back it off a little bit.
Marketing.
I mean, that was everywhere for weeks, wasn't it?
Please, if that wasn't planted, then I'm the Pope.
I love conspiracy theories.
It was too convenient. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, is it me, or have you not seen many movies this summer?
No, I don't know. Well, you get my situation's a little different, man.
Yeah, well, that's true. I just...
Nothing's really...
Avengers. I think that was really the movie that I've seen this summer.
Nothing's really thrilled me. Monday, I'm going to go see a screening of Ted 2.
Oh, are you really? That's cool.
But that kind of popped out of nowhere. It's just like, there's a movie that's just like, 3 weeks until the movie opens, all of a sudden we're flooded by commercials.
Yeah.
And it was just like, why haven't we seen anything else beforehand? It's just weird how they're marketing things these days. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I'm just hoping for some mindless entertainment with that. It's, I kind of know what to expect. I want to go see, definitely Ant-Man I'm interested in.
Yeah, okay, but that's like mid-July.
Yeah, and then Minions with the kid.
Yeah, okay.
He's obsessed with the Minions. We've been watching a lot of Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2, and I find them entertaining, what can I tell you?
What about Inside Out? You going to take them to see that?
No desire.
Yeah, I heard an interesting article or interview with the director of Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting, but I just don't have any interest in seeing the movie.
No, it's funny because they came out with Pixar came out with or no Disney came out with two other films, trail animated, computer animated.
Yeah.
One was The Good Dinosaur, which I watched. I was just like, eh.
Yeah.
And the other one was called Zootopia, which looks funny as all hell.
I didn't see that one either.
No, it's not coming out till I think November.
Yeah.
But it just looks funny. It's just they explain. It's Jason Bateman.
Okay.
Does one of the voices, and he explains what anamorphic animals are.
Okay.
So he does this entire explanation saying, this is like just exactly like our world, but there's no humans, there's animals.
Okay.
And they wear clothes, and you see this fox like, oh my god, I'm naked. And goes away, comes back, and then you hear the voice goes, fully closed. The fox looks down, turns around, and you see the arm, and you hear, zip. Dude, if you get a chance, you got to check out the teaser trailer for Zootopia. It looks funny as all hell. It really does look good. It does. I don't think it's going to hit the kid market. It looks like it's hitting our mark, man.
Check it out.
I couldn't stop laughing. So, back on topic. I want to see Fantastic Four.
I keep forgetting about that one.
I can't think what else.
I don't think there's a lot. I think it's a little bit of a lackluster summer season or movie season.
It's like there's films I'm curious about, and if I wasn't getting in as screeners, I probably – like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I'm kind of curious about and
– Meh. You know, I think really Fantastic Four, Ant-Man, and I'm not one of these guys who just wants to see superhero movies. I want to see a movie that's good. There's nothing really that's got me all excited. Like my dog over here.
I know a lot of people are dissing, dissing, oh my Christ, are bashing already, the next Terminator film, but I don't know, I'm kind of curious.
Well, Cameron's, he's got nothing but good words to say about it. He said the other day that it was, said it was the end of the trilogy, or he had some verbiage like that.
So yeah, pretty much it was a worthy successor or something like that. Something like that.
Yeah.
And it looks like, somewhere time got broken, and, all the events kind of got screwed up, so I'm kind of curious about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm curious, but I don't know if I'm curious enough to see it. Mm. I remember what I wanted to ask you. I didn't mean to interrupt. Have you been following any of the Spider-Man casting?
Not really.
Yeah, I haven't either, but it's been, like, all over the place. Like, sites are saying it's this kid.
I'm just...
There's, like, six. There's six kids, and then one kid got named, and then... it's just...
Now
I think it's down to two, and they are kids.
Yeah, they are really kids, and I'm like, is this high school?
Yeah. I mean, like, if it's high school, he's like ninth grade.
Yeah. If even, I'm sorry, just like at least McGuire and Garfield at least look like high school kids at that. Yeah. At least a movie high school kid, I should say.
I just, oh my God, I do not want to see another origin story. We do not need Brian. Seriously. Do not let them do another origin story.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Because Hollywood listens to me oh so much.
Oh my God. So what do you got going on this week? You got anything good?
Grinding out a couple things. Yeah. Nothing well willing to talk about. One is become a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
Massive, dude, if I ever get this done for an article, I cannot believe the amount of research I'm doing it, because I am, this is the point we're at with this freaking nerd rage, that I have to do so much goddamn research just for an editorial.
Don't you feel like, though, when you do research, you're like, you feel legit?
But like, even still, there's going to be some idiot, you know, so many ignorant assholes out there. No matter what I do, it doesn't fucking matter, but at least I'll sound intelligent.
At least you did your homework.
Yeah, it's just, I do not like, Grant Morrison, and I am reading a lot of stuff by him.
Yeah.
And when I mean lots of stuff, the librarians are hating me because I'm getting the omniverses.
Really? So you're really looking, going back and looking at his old stuff?
I'm looking, you know, I'm looking at Marvel, DC, his creator-owned stuff. I'm going to get into full detail, but Jesus, it's becoming a huge, it's just like, I'm finding his creator-owned stuff very interesting.
Okay.
A little surreal, but I like it, but
yeah.
Keep that shit out of my fucking, my DC and Marvel universes, you motherfucker.
I'm really looking forward to reading this.
But that's the other thing, is just like, you know, there's two things about this article. One, I have to do a massive amount of research. Two, I gotta temper my fucking anger and not go on a nerd rage, because then, no matter how much, you know, you can do all the research you want, you still go up there, fucking more than the fucking, your point's moot.
You gotta have some facts.
You know, it's not just facts, just temper yourself and sound intelligent. It's just like, I'm coming out with these, like, oh my God, it's like I feel like I should be lifting these as weights. So this is gonna take me a while, because I'm still trying to go through stuff. I'm like in the middle of reading his Doom Patrol omnibus, and it's just like, oh my God.
Really?
Yes. But the funny thing is, I just finished his miniseries Joe the Barbarian, and I kind of like that, but it was a little surreal too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, don't mess with my heroes. I think that's what I can say.
Are you gonna read Super Gods?
I actually did get that from the library as a reference material, too. And I did read it before.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't finish it.
I got halfway through, and then it's just like, it was like the first part was about comics and stuff, and I found it very interesting. Yeah. And then he started his friggin' ego, and it was just like...
Yeah, the second half, I couldn't even finish
it. Yeah, and that's... Yeah. So
I think that's what started it for me. I think I read that book, and then I realized, I'm not crazy about this cat.
No. But that's pretty much what I'm doing, and like I said, that's going to take me a little while before I'm ready to present that.
That's cool. Looking forward to that.
Thank you. What about yourself?
Hopefully I'm going to finish my Power Girl series this week.
Very cool.
But other than that, man, that's all I got planned. Whatever news pops up, you know, as we get closer to San Diego, there's going to be more and more shit coming up, so.
There's an understatement.
Do they televise any of that, or do they stream any of that?
I think it depends. Depends on panel to panel, to be honest with you. It depends on the sites, too.
The kids were watching streaming of E3 yesterday, the Sony presentation.
Yeah.
They had a live stream going, and I was wondering, I wonder if they're going to do that, any of that for San Diego.
They seem to be against it for some odd reason.
Huh. That's stupid.
I don't get it. They make such a big deal about the exclusive footage. It's like, oh my God, just sure, but the fucking world.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of making, you know, then we have a 50 million bootleg copy. Share it with the world.
Well, you know, or let them see it first, and then when it's over, then show it to everybody else.
Yeah, that's,
I get the need, whether it's toys or it's visual stuff, to of exclusives. You go out there, you pay the money. I get it. I don't know. You got, what about the rest of us?
But I'm sorry, if it's going to be exclusive, then don't have the news media there.
Yeah. Agreed.
This is the age of streaming. It's just, you can superimpose, you know, you can put all this stuff together on a moment's notice. That, you know, sports do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right about that.
You know, these guys are, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
They could do the same thing with the clips here. It's ridiculous, the fact that we aren't at a point where we're streaming these panels.
Yep. Agreed.
I mean, like I said, the individual press panels, I get that.
Yeah.
But the panels for everybody, stream that shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just... check me and Brian out. That's where we're at.
Yep.
Check me and Brian out on the casterscorner.com. You can check out all our old shows, all the old episodes on the fanboyfactor.com.
And as always, streaming and to take us on the go, download us over at Stitcher and on iTunes.
Yep. Subscribe.
Subscribe. The only way you're going to find out when the new episode's there.
Yep.
Sign your friends up.
Yep, do it. And summer's coming, so you're going to need something to listen to.
Yeah.
Something to listen to at work, too. I mean, Jesus, who works all day?
God, it's boring. At least we make it entertaining.
Yep, that's true, we do. All right, man.
All right.
I'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Later.